As a presidential candidate, Donald Trump repeatedly promised to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something great. Early this morning, the U.S. Senate took an initial step toward repeal. APRN's Liz Ruskin asked Alaska's two senators how they're getting on with creating the replacement. What they described is still in the formative stages.
Good afternoon, Senator Murkowski's office. Please hold.
Senator Murkowski's office, thank you for holding.
The phones were ringing this week at Senator Lisa Murkowski's Washington office with calls about Trump's cabinet nominees and also the Affordable Care Act.
I understand, ma'am, and I'll certainly pass on the message for you to the senator today.
I will definitely pass that along, okay?
The senator says she's well aware that due to the Affordable Care Act, some 17,000 Alaskans now get their insurance through expanded Medicaid and 18,000 by policies on the individual market, most of them subsidized.
It's a small number, but it's a number that we need to make sure that we're listening to, that we're responding to.
The specifics of that response aren't yet clear.
Medicaid expansion, is that something you want to keep? Are you committed to keeping that?
Well, it is an absolutely a key part to this discussion.
Beyond that, she didn't directly say. She, like the rest of the Alaska delegation, wants to keep parts of the ACA, like the coverage for pre-existing conditions. She wants to dump the mandate that everybody get insurance. But Murkowski acknowledges that risks an imbalance where only high-cost patients would buy coverage.
We're going to have to figure out where those pay-fors are and how you can ensure that you get enough healthy younger people to participate.
Yeah, how do you?
Well, you make your health care more affordable in the first place.
One idea Murkowski has is to require price transparency so patients can comparison shop for knee surgery like they can for shoes or tires. Murkowski says each state will need different solutions.
You ask the natural and easy question, well, you know, what is the plan? But I think if we get hung up on one plan, I can tell you that so many of the things that are being discussed right now is expansion.
What's the plan is actually the name of a campaign launched by UAA students. Poli-Sci major Mark Simon says he's alarmed that Congress is already taking steps toward repeal.
We would like to know what the plan is to replace the Affordable Care Act and ensure that there isn't going to be a massive gap in coverage.
Senator Dan Sullivan says he doesn't think Congress will immediately change or drop the subsidies that help most people who buy insurance on the exchanges.
We're not looking to pull the rug out from people who have relied on this law, even though the law is not working.
But eventually, do you think the plan will eliminate the subsidies?
I don't have an answer to that right now.
Sullivan says Congress has to make major changes and soon. He points out that only one insurance company is now serving Alaska on the exchange, and the cost of plans has shot up.
To do nothing right now, would be irresponsible.
The House is expected to vote Friday on the budget measure that starts the repeal. It instructs Senate and House committees to come up with repeal bills by January 27. Earlier this week, Murkowski backed an amendment to extend the deadline until March. The sponsors dropped that amendment, but Murkowski says she's been assured the timeline isn't set in stone. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.